Reading DMARC reports, common mistakes to avoid at all costs. Email authentication does not end once protocols like SPFDK, IAM, and DMARC are implemented. Ongoing monitoring is critical. A key part of this is understanding and acting on DMARC reports, which provide visibility into how emails sent on behalf of a domain are being authenticated. These reports reveal whether messages pass or fail SPFDK IAM checks, identify legitimate or unauthorized senders, and flag potential spoofing attempts. There are two main types of reports. Aggregate reports, RUA, provide an overview of email activity, showing how many messages passed or failed, their sources, and authentication alignment. These are useful for spotting patterns and misuses. Forensic reports, RUF, offer detailed insights into individual failures, including headers and authentication results. These help investigate specific spoofing or misconfiguration incidents. Organizations often make mistakes when analyzing these reports, which undermines their effectiveness. Common errors include ignoring reports under P equals none policy. At this stage, reports are crucial for identifying unauthorized senders before moving to stricter enforcement. Focusing only on pass-fail results. Proper analysis requires checking SPFDK-IM alignment and recognizing suspicious sending sources. Overlooking unrecognized IPs domains. These may indicate spoofing, shadow IT, or forgotten services, and must be investigated. Relying on raw XML files. Since reports are complex, using a DMARC analysis tool ensures insights are not missed. Ignoring subdomains. Attackers often exploit unmonitored subdomains. They must be included in monitoring. DMARC reports are only valuable if acted upon. Proper evaluation helps fine-tune authentication, authorize legitimate services, and block threats, strengthening overall email security. Organizations struggling with interpretation should seek expert support to avoid leaving vulnerabilities unchecked.